We learned last time, truly, I think the word shocking. Shocking things about the Kiddush, about the holiness, about the Gavus, about the highness, the Echerkeit of the Suda Shabbos, so that everything is Gavoh Me'al Gavoh, everything has Shrushim, Panimim Amukim, high roots. Tried to touch on that a little bit from the Baal HaTanya. So a person says, okay, I'm inspired, I'm in, I'm interested. Now you have a problem. What's the problem? The people I'm meeting with aren't there. They're speaking all types of foolishness, narishkeit, even, God forbid, lashon hara. You're sitting there at the Suda, they don't want to sing. Why don't you think about things at such a holy time? I don't want to speak about politics or sports now. It's not what I want to be thinking about. So what do we do in that situation? What we have to remember then is that all of our lives, to the smallest details, is from the Ribono Shel Olam. And if that's the Shabbos he gave you, then that means he wants you to make the most out of that. And you can make that Shabbos, the greatest Shabbos in the whole world. It's perfectly tailored. And a person pushes and tries to stay connected. Let's call it an interconnection. And even can revel and hold on to that interconnection that you have with the Ribono Shel Olam, with the Kedusha Shabbos. On the outside, you're sitting there, but inside something else is going on inside. And that, for you, could be the greatest Shabbos that could be. Now, on the one hand, we can handle that on a munadik. Okay, I understand that. If we don't understand how everything is, why Hashem gave me a Shabbos like this as opposed to Shabbos like that, I'm ready for this. But we could also understand it a little bit, not just in the munah. Let's give two scenarios. So one person, you're there, you go up to Tzvat with Ruchani friends of yours, you sing Ka'echsof, the food's amazing, you get up for Vasikin, go to Varma Mikvah, Gevaldig. You think, whoa, I really went somewhere with that Shabbos. That was a Shabbos that Ronan Shalom would be happy with. So the next guy goes to, he's stuck with cousins that he doesn't particularly enjoy. You know, those ones in Hoda Sharon or something, you don't really like going there so much. The closest they come to Zmiris is to hum the Piano Man. And the food was burnt. He got up late. It's terrible. But the whole Shabbos inside, you're pushing and trying to stay connected to Hashem and to Shabbos. And you're thinking to yourself. Now, it doesn't really, here's the point. It certainly doesn't feel as good. But who really had a better Shabbos? Mr. One or Mr. Two? Who's to say? Because we all feel really amazing when we put effort into something. And we know we get amazing, amazing schar for that effort. And we know that was the Shabbos that Ribono Shel Olam wanted. And a certain way, I put so much more effort into the second Shabbos than the first Shabbos. Sure, it's easy to sing Ka'echsof when everyone else is singing it. And when the food is good, and when you go to the warm mikvah, and you got a vasik, and you're with great friends. Yafet. And that was that Shabbos that Hashem wanted. But the second Shabbos, where all the situations were not the way you would want them to be. And it was difficult. And it was hard. And the talk wasn't what you wanted. But you still pushed. And you still put in the effort, and you realize that's the Shabbos Hashem wanted. Who knows how much that Shabbos was poel? It doesn't necessarily feel as good, but you can know, not just be'emunah. You can know be'idia, that you did amazing, amazing things this Shabbos. So in summation, we know the meals are amazing, amazing times. And no matter what the specific situations are, we can always make the most out of it. By knowing that this is exactly how Hashem designed the Suda for me to be. That's it.